First things first, we are joined by a 17-year NBA vet, two-time All-Star. He was the first pick overall in the 1999 draft. He was the co-rookie of the year in 2000, and he was introduced as the Philadelphia 76ers general manager yesterday. My guest is Elton Brand. Elton, back in the jungle, my man. How are you?
Hey, Jim, how you been? My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, as always.
Dude, it is so good to hear your voice, Elton. It's been a long time since we've done this. You know, you used to come on the show over the years as a player. I can't believe that we're already having a conversation about you being a general manager. It's been less than 2 years since you announced your retirement, and now here you are as a GM. Was it always the plan, or maybe are you even a little surprised about how quickly this has transpired?
No, I'm definitely surprised. It was quick. It was rapid. We always had a succession plan once I spoke to leadership about coming back with the organization, but I didn't think it'd be this fast.
I mean, it's amazing. The story goes that you had been offered an assistant GM position with the Hawks after you played for them, but maybe you weren't quite ready to stop playing at that time. That said, after your career playing career did end, did you know immediately that you wanted to get back into working basketball, or did you need some time to think about that and decide what you wanted to do going forward?
Yeah, when I got that offer with the Hawks, I started shadowing people. I started preparing as if this chance would come. But I wasn't sure. Once I came with the Sixers in that player development role, I got to see the insides of basketball. Like, okay, I love playing it, but I could work basketball. That's when I saw, like, unparalleled access to trade calls, like amazing trade calls. They didn't happen, but it just got my wheels turning. Like, I think I enjoy this. I could enjoy this. So that's what really sparked my interest.
Elton Brand joining us. What about the summer of 2017? You went to the draft combine in Chicago, the draft, the summer league in Utah. What was your takeaway from the experience of being around, talking with, and evaluating young players?
Oh, yeah. No, the relationships, you know, that really started it off because I knew, you know, majority of everyone in there from either playing for them or playing with them or, you know, them being the general manager in the game. And then just evaluating that talent and seeing it and seeing where it could grow. Even years back when I saw, I can't say their names now, but I saw some young talent and I see them develop. And, you know, it's like, okay, I see where that came from. I kind of pinpointed that player to be as good as he is now in just a few years. So that was really exciting, truly exciting.
All right, Elton Brand joining us. So obviously you had a knack and you had an eye for it. What was it like when you were the GM of Philadelphia's G League team? What was that experience like, and what was your biggest takeaway there?
You know, there's a lot of growth there because we have such a smaller staff. So I was doing everything to who plays with the Sixers, what's the time, when are they traveling to. I'm doing parking passes, and can you make sure the aunt has tickets?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing everything down there, and that's a great experience. It was a huge learning curve, but it was a great experience.
We're talking Elton Brand. You know, it seems to me that when you take this job, it means not only does the organization want you to be the general manager, but also the organization likes how the front office is operating and approaching the next phase of the Sixers. As an example, Elton, Brett Brown has come on this show a number of times over the years, and I really, really respect him. He's talked about the culture that's developed in that locker room. How would you describe the way then your front office works and meshes with the coaches and the players in Philly?
Oh, no, absolutely, Jim. Good point. No, it's definitely a partnership. You know, you have to have your coach aligned to your vision. And we've been doing this for the last 5 months. So when we had a chance to interview individually, my group actually said to me, we want you to lead us. Mm. And we have some really – I'm not by myself. We have some really smart and intelligent people. I think they're topping their verticals from, you know, knowing about the CBA to analytics to whatever it is. So, you know, we mesh with Coach great. We're great friends. I played with him. There's going to be some thorny moments, of course, but – we will get through it because we have the same mission, and that's bringing this team to a championship level.
Elton Brand is the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. I was going to mention that you did play for him. In fact, again, I could not respect Brett Brown more than I do. You were there for that 10-win season in 2015-2016. I bring that up just to ask, from a player's perspective, what did you learn about him as a coach and a person during that time?
Yeah, so they literally called me off the couch. I was on the couch with my family, and they're like, we want you to come back, kind of mentor these young guys. And I thought about it, and, you know, I still live in the area, so that bodes well for me. And I wasn't sure, but when I got here, just the environment, you wouldn't think we had 5 wins or whatever it was at the time. He really grew the program. He put the culture in. He had, each of his players like family. It was like a family feel. Even though we were losing, it wasn't happy and smiley, but it was, we're here to get work, we're here to get better. We're losing games, but we're giving our all as a group, and I really respected that.
Elton Brand is my guest, so you know what you're getting into to a large extent, and you know the young talent that you have. You've got Joel Embiid. Elton, he was asked about his reaction when you were named GM, and he said, quote, as soon as I heard the news, I just thought about how 2 years ago I was dunking on him. I just remember dunking on him really bad, end of quote. First of all, is that how you remember it?
No, I remember me tearing him up at the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
This is when he first came back from rehab and getting better, rehabbing his I think it was his knee. Or his foot. It was his foot. So when he was rehabbing himself, he came back. I was the first one to really push him, and I was lighting him up at the beginning of the summer. But by the end of the summer, it was impossible. I couldn't guard him, and I'm just like, this guy's going to be all NBA, all-time great. Like, I'm telling everybody, because he's shooting threes, he has enough handle, and then his post-work, he was that dominant. Like, because, you know, as the old head, I was trying to hang my hat on defense, and it was up. And he did dunk on me, and I may have fell into the wall, but maybe not.
Maybe or maybe not is the old head. God, Elton, you just kind of answered my next point. But, I mean, you've gone up against and played alongside every kind of guy, every kind of personality. God, I love Joe's game and his personality. When you look at his game, how good can he be, though? Are we talking one of the all-time greats, that kind of upside?
My opinion, absolutely. Absolutely. Just his physicality around the basket. You know, I guarded Shaq in his prime, and of course he was unstoppable. I couldn't stop him. You know, Joel has that kind of physicality, especially in today's game where each team doesn't have 3 7-footers to try to stop a dominant center. But then he shoots the three at a high enough clip that you have to respect that. He can pass the ball. It's just uncanny how good he is. And it's only his first year being in the playoffs, his, you know, second year playing almost a full season. So the sky's the limit, seriously.
Elton Brand is the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. Then, of course, you got Ben Simmons, who missed his rookie year due to injury. And then he learns a new position, and he averages better than 15-8-8 in his first year. I mean, Elton, how impressed have you been with his growth and his development?
I'm so impressed. You know, the way he sees the floor, the way he works. You know, the thing about Joel and Ben is that they're workers. Like, they work tirelessly, and they have a chip on their shoulder. I don't know if it's being hurt the first year or just natural. They're just, you know, they just want to grow as players and people, but they're constantly in the gym trying to get better, and that's very encouraging. But he's, again, a special player, all-NBA talent for sure.
Elton, you and I talked about that season where the team won just 10 games. I mean, if I told you during that season that 2 years later the organization would win 52 games in a playoff series, what would you have said?
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed you.
It's crazy.
Because it doesn't happen that fast. You know, I've been in this organization with this organization, like I said, last 5 months. We've been the management leadership group, and last year I was a part of it. So we looked at last season as a development season. Like, okay. But we took a huge leap that wasn't even expected by us.
So, finally, what's the bigger challenge, getting to 52 wins or getting from 52 wins to an NBA title?
In my opinion, it's a mix. We definitely, if we don't get to 52 wins, to me, that would be okay. Maybe not to the fan base and other people, but getting from that level to the championship, that's the goal. And that's what, you know, I've been hired to do.
He was a 17-year NBA vet. He was the first pick overall in 1999 and introduced as the Sixers general manager yesterday. Elton, I am really happy for you and really happy to have you back on the show. It's so great to hear your voice. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks, Jim. Good to be back on. Anytime you need me, you know I'm there.
I'm going to take you up on that, Elton, too. It's so good to have you back. Really good to have you back, Elton. And congrats. Elton Brand, our guest. God, that felt great. And I love that he did that right after getting that job. And the future, obviously, is so bright there. Elton Brand, old school jungle. God, I used to love talking to him as a player, too. All right, your thoughts on that, 76ers fans. This thing's coming together beautifully. I loved his thoughts on Joel. He's so good.